News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 22. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Cloudy, cold, some light snow this afternoon, high 28. Light snow continuing, then it clears off a bit down to 15, and cloudy, a chance of snow showers again tomorrow with a high 25. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
A couple of former employees at the Southeast Berrien County Landfill Authority are facing charges in an embezzlement case.
The Berrien County Prosecutor's Office tells us 46-year-old Clyde Fuller of Buchanan and 54-year-old Terry Snow of Eau Claire were arraigned yesterday. Fuller is charged with conducting a criminal enterprise and embezzlement over $10,000, while Snow is charged with aiding and abetting a criminal enterprise and embezzlement over $10,000. The prosecutor says the Berrien County Sheriff's Department looked into payments made by the Landfill Authority to a company called JT&S Enterprises. Payments totaled about $249,000 between December of 2016 and June of this year. Turns out JT&S Enterprises is owned by Terry Snow's mother, and the company provided no services to the landfill. Fuller's bond is set at $20,000, while Snow's is set at $10,000. Both face up to 20 years in prison. Andrew Green reporting.
Democrats in the state legislature introducing bills to repeal Michigan's right-to-work law. It's the fifth year the bill is being introduced. Senator Steve Beda is one of the sponsors.
I think it's more than a symbolic move. I mean, right after this legislation was signed into law a couple years ago, making Michigan a right-to-work state, Senate Dems and House Dems quickly introduced legislation to repeal it. We are not giving up on working families in the state. We are not giving up on quality wages, salaries, workplaces, or collective bargaining.
Beda says working families in Michigan should have the power to challenge the corporate interests in the state.
Congressman Fred Upton thinks Governor Rick Snyder's decision to set the elections to replace former Congressman John Conyers for August and November was a reasonable one. He told Michigan's Big Show this week, a lot has to be done to replace Conyers, so allowing some time could be a good thing.
Remember, we're the people's house, so in the Senate, if there's a vacancy, the governor appoints right away. In the House, the voters have to decide, so you've got the time to get to 1,000 petition signatures. You've got a primary, you got a general.
The primary to replace Conyers will be in August, and then the general election in November. Upton said whoever wins the Democratic primary will almost certainly take that second election. He added Michigan is losing some clout in Washington because of all the recent retirements and resignations, especially when it comes to committee seniority.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette and two other state attorney generals have sent a letter to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers asking more to be done to stop the Asian carp. Specifically, they're asking for a physical barrier to be installed in the Chicago shipping canals to stop the Asian carp from getting into Lake Michigan. Attorney General spokesperson Megan Hawthorne tells us this follows the recent release of the Brandon Road Lock and Dam Study.
The Brandon Road Study, the Army Corps tentatively selected a plan which would retrofit the Brandon Road Lock and Dam with a combination of technologies that are intended to deter the movement of Asian carp. But the closure of the lock would be, the attorneys general on this letter believe, would be a more permanent and effective way.
Hawthorne tells us Schuette has been vocal on the issue of Asian carp since taking office. Experts warn the invasive fish would be devastating to Michigan's fishing and recreation industries if it gets into the Great Lakes. Also signing that letter this week were attorneys general from Pennsylvania and Minnesota.
The Van Buren District Library is holding a contest to see who has the best idea for a new library mascot. The library's Kay McAdam tells us they don't have one now, but could use one.
Since we do a number of school visits and many times we are in parades, it would be kind of nice to have a mascot that could represent the library during these things.
The idea is to eventually have a costume made up for the mascot. The person who submits the winning idea gets a $50 gift card. Submissions will be taken by way of email through January 23rd. The winner will be announced January 31st. The email address, if you'd like to enter, is mascot@vbdl.org.
Well, with the ice and snow making travel conditions dangerous around Southwest Michigan over the past week, we decided to check in with the Michigan Department of Transportation And they tell us crews are working around the clock. That's according to spokesperson Nick Sirippa.
We've got 63 routes across our seven counties, and we have 83 trucks and 140 operators over seven garages waiting. A little more than 36,000 tons of salt on hand to start the winter. So we've got some tools, we've got some folks, and we just wait for the winter weather to start. Here we are.
Sirippa tells us the plows stay out on the major highways as long as they're needed. He reminds you of the MI Drive website where you can track all of the MDOT plows and not only see where they are, but get snapshots of what the drivers are seeing through their own windshields. Those photos are updated every minute or so. Sirippa says everyone should slow down, not crowd the plow, and remember that they go slower than the usual 55 miles per hour when it's slick. MI Drive can be found at michigan.gov/MI Drive. WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 22. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow up 119, the NASDAQ down 13, the S&P 500 up 4. Details later this hour. Up next in WSJM News, an upset in Alabama.
It's not hard to find people in need, they're everywhere. And there's more than one kind of disaster that affects people's lives. There's AIDS and the millions of orphans the disease has left behind. There are teeming refugee camps, the result of war and persecution. Mary Knoll has been reaching out to the world's needy for nearly a century. Mary Knoll is there right now, in 40 countries around the world. And with your help, Mary Knoll will be there tomorrow. Call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. And for more information, go to www.mygiftcounts.org. One world, one mission. Mary Knoll.
WSJM News Time, 6:06, 21 degrees. An upset in one state's politics could have ripple effects across the country and all the way to the White House. Democrat Doug Jones has defeated Republican Roy Moore in the special election to select Alabama's next U.S. senator.
Democrat Doug Jones has declared victory. President Trump has tweeted an acknowledgement that his candidate lost. But does this sound like a losing candidate's poll watch party? Even with 100% of the precincts counted, Moore says,
"It is not over, and we've still got to go by the rules about this recount provision."
If Jones's margin of victory is half a percentage point or less, a vote recount would be automatic. Also, Moore says, overseas military ballots have not yet been tabulated. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Montgomery, Alabama.
President Trump's lawyers are demanding a second special counsel be appointed in the Russia probe. ABC's Gloria Rivera is in Washington with the text messages being scrutinized by the White House.
"God, Trump is a loathsome human." That from FBI lawyer Lisa Page on March 4th, 2016, one day after the Republican primary debate. Her colleague, Special Agent Peter Strzok, replying, "Yet he may win, and then he's an idiot." On June 12th, 2016, Strzok texting a reference to the absolute bigoted nonsense of Trump.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller dismissed Strzok last summer for sending anti-Trump texts. Page is also no longer on the team.
Worried about buying holiday gifts online after a blockbuster Cyber Monday triggered 1 to 2 day delays on some UPS items? The company put drivers on extra overtime to get back on schedule. However, retail expert Mark Eldwood is talking about online holiday sales expected to top $100 billion for the first time ever.
Record online sales. What does that mean? Record numbers of packages. And unfortunately, I'd expect record numbers of delays.
Experts are saying if you want to be sure you have something on time for Christmas, make sure you have it ordered and shipped by December 19th.
Well, we're learning more information about that botched terror attack inside a New York City transit passageway that resulted in federal charges against 27-year-old Akayat Ula Tuesday. ABC's Gio Benitez reports from New York.
Federal authorities say on the morning of the attack, the suspect posted on Facebook, "Trump, you failed to protect your nation," and that they found a handwritten note in his passport, "Oh, America, die in your rage." Authorities say Ula intended to die while killing as many people as possible in that tunnel. But before the attempted attack, he was not on the NYPD or FBI's radar. They say he had become radicalized online in 2014, reading ISIS propaganda.
Can you feel it? The Force is almost here. The new Star Wars movie opens in a little over 24 hours. ABC's Jason Nathanson has more on what to expect from the writer and director.
It's going to get rough for these guys.
Rian Johnson tells us, yeah, The Last Jedi is a little darker than the last one, but like The Force, it's balanced.
It's still a Star Wars movie, and that means it has one foot in Flash Gordon.
Meaning it's fun and funny. There are porgs.
I hope people will think kindly of the porgs.
Porgs are these cute little penguin-like things. Think this Star Wars' version of Ewoks or Jar Jar Binks.
They're adorable, and Star Wars fans always have a complicated relationship with the things that are very adorable in the Star Wars world.
You'll meet them starting tomorrow night. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. Men's basketball, Michigan beat Texas 59-52. In the NBA, the Nuggets beat the Pistons 103-84. And on the ice, the Blackhawks beat the Panthers in overtime 3-2.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM, depend on us. News time now is 6:10. Up next, the News Center 16 forecast from David Harker.